Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/move to gas.
Jonathan De Burke Butler has joined us in the studio for stories from around the world. Jonathan, how are you?
Tom, how are you getting on?
So, Jonathan, stories around the world starting in the Cameroon.
Cameroon, yeah. So there have been arrests in connection to cable TV distributors. Now, what these TV distributors did, it was local cable distributors, and they were basically gave airtime to channels that they weren't supposed to give airtime to. Okay, so there's a separatist movement in Cameroon. Basically, like all countries, it's divided down various different lines. But in Cameroon, it's the language that they speak. So it's an English-speaking region in effectively the southwest of the country, and then the majority French-speaking region. And for a long time, the English-speaking region have wanted to be separate from the French-speaking region. And since November, that's been a bit of a problem because there's been rioting and the internet was cut off for 3 months there from December. And so as part of the clampdown on these protests and these cessationist groups, the government are getting everybody to stop people broadcasting, any kind of broadcasting. So people are getting arrested, and there's quite a number of journalists in jail. There's 8 journalists in jail at the moment. 30 media organisations have been shut down. So Cameroon's status for freedom of speech has been has come down quite a bit.
Okay, would it be high to begin with, though? I mean, is it coming down from a high level, or is it a country that
would have been relatively stable now up until last year, to be honest with you. That said, I think the president, it's one of these countries where the president has been there for a very long time, at least double figures anyway.
Okay.
And he can get a bit strict when he wants to.
If you did start, you know, if a local TV distributor in Ireland started to, you know, broadcast revolutionary programmes from a small Marxist group in Limerick that wants to declare independence, the government would come down relatively heavily on them also, wouldn't they?
Jenny, I don't know about that. Yeah. They would and they wouldn't. I'm not sure. Have you an idea in mind?
I do have an idea in mind, yeah. Okay. I'll tell you about it later. But it's freedom for a little particular town. It's very near
very
to my
good.
Heart. Guatemala, are they ruining the day that they elected a former comic actor as their president?
Yeah, Jimmy Morales. He's been president since 2015, and he had a 6-page manifesto. The crux of it was that he was going to stop corruption, and now, of course, he's up for corruption charges. $800,000 were undeclared during that campaign in 2015. He says he doesn't know where it is, and the people who are investigating are saying, well, we know, and that's what we want to find out. Where did it come from, basically? The UN are weighing in behind the investigators. Colombian by the name of Ivan Velasquez, he headed up the UN anti-corruption mission in the country. And Jimmy Morales was so sick of this guy poking around that he decided to get him kicked out of the country. Now, luckily for the UN, Morales has been overruled by the Supreme Court in Guatemala. He's been allowed to stay. I believe that Morales actually flew to New York to try and persuade the new UN to persuade this guy, the Colombian, to resign. They said no. And it looks like Morales is going to be facing impeachment.
Right.
So he hasn't been there for very long, and he's in big, big trouble.
You have
already
to learn a lesson there, don't you? Former comic actor, it's never going to go well.
No, not really.
Yeah. The carrier pigeon being shot dead in Argentina, it's like something from Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I don't watch Game of Thrones, so
they make great use of carrier pigeons, and it has been noted that as the series has gone on, the carrier pigeons are getting faster and faster, and can fly much bigger distances now than in the earlier seasons.
Oh, right, yeah. Okay, they don't shoot them with AK-47s.
No, I think they've got nuclear-powered carrier pigeons going on in Game of Thrones now.
Let's not go there.
Yes.
But anyway, police in Argentina shot a carrier pigeon. He was delivering drugs, amongst other things, to a jail. Now, they actually posted a picture of this pigeon online, and he was carrying 44 pills, sedatives apparently, 7.5 grams of marijuana, and a USB drive. Now, the most bizarre thing there for me is the USB drive. What was on that?
Yes.
I would love to know. But anyway,
was
three
he very,
people have been
very
arrested.
Muscular carrier pigeon?
I don't know. Three people have been arrested anyway. You mean in terms of being able to carry the weight?
Yeah, it's quite a big backpack.
He's done pretty well there. Yeah. But
this is very common there, isn't it?
It is actually. Yeah, I remember reporting on this about 2 years ago. Not in Argentina, but I think it was Costa Rica. And they do all sorts of things from Mexico over the U.S. border as well, with carrier pigeons and. It's pretty interesting.
Just has a comic feel to it because
But it's inventive, you know.
It sure is.
There's a part of me that kind of admires them in a way. I don't know.
Yes. Now to Australia, and in particular the Northern Territory, which sounds like it's a world unto itself.
It is, and I have to say, it has a population of about 250,000 people. It's very sparsely populated. Darwin has only about 140,000 in it. They have massive problems with antisocial behaviour and with alcohol there, and they have come up with numerous ways of trying to stop that problem. And a couple of years ago, in 2011, they brought in a banned drinker registration. Okay, they thought it didn't work, but now they seem to think that it will work. They've reintroduced it, and what that will mean is that when you go into an off license with your identity card,
and you have to have an identity card,
you have to have the identity card, exactly. And you'll have to produce that to buy alcohol. And if you come up on the list, it's sorry, mate, but you're not getting your booze.
Right.
Now, there's 1,000 on that banned drinkers registration at the moment, but this is indicative of how big the problem is. The police think that they're going to add about 500 per month until it gets to the point where they've got everybody.
Okay, so that's about 6,000 a year. And it's a population of 250,000.
But now, you know, obviously there will come a point where those, you know, the 500 per month is going to, you know, calm down a little bit.
But you could have a situation where as many as 1 in 25 of them won't be allowed by alcohol. That's fairly amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, they're seeing an increase in crime there. And they're seeing a massive upturn in the problem. So they're doing something about it. My only problem with it, when I was reading the notes, I was looking at this on the way in on the Lewis as well, and I just said to myself, black market, and surely that's, you know, going to be opened up there as well. And there's other problems around the use of Marmite and things like that, and doing all sorts of different things. But
wonder
that's
how
another discussion.
People would
maybe
feel in Ireland about having to produce an ID card to buy alcohol, seeing as the ID cards were on the agenda this week.
Indeed, absolutely.
Meanwhile, in Turkey, this is a strange story, isn't it? It's Turkish security guards, but they were involved in violence actually in Washington.
Yeah, so when Erdogan was visiting back in May, he paid a visit to his ambassador there in the United States, and there were protesters outside, as you have at all of these things. And his security detail basically got involved, and it turned into a right mill, to be honest with you. 19 of the security detail have now been indicted by the US authorities. So they're basically saying, which is quite a big deal, I think. You know, this is Erdogan's security detail, president of Turkey, and 19 of them have been indicted. What's more amazing about this is that 2 of them have actually been arrested. The rest have scarpered. Most of them are probably back in Turkey. But 2 of them are arrested, and on Thursday, I think they're going to go up for their first hearing. So it'll be interesting to see how this goes. Erdogan is not happy at all.
They could be facing serious time in prison.
The charges are a conspiracy to commit crime of violence, and they could get 15 years in prison.
Dare I say, it does look like they're kind of behaving as they would have done if they were at home.
Indeed.
Right. Yeah. Good luck with that. Meanwhile, in the ever-fascinating North Korea.
Yeah, it's frightening, really. North Korea, I suppose indicative of how they operate, they have sentenced 4 people to death. Now, these are 4 people who had the audacity to review a book in South Korea. Now, needless to say, these South Koreans, 2 are journalists and 2 are the owners or the directors of the newspapers that employ
these
journalists.
They didn't even write the book.
They didn't even write the book. And that's the fascinating thing about it, because the 2 guys who wrote the book were actually English journalists, one who writes for The Economist and one who writes for Reuters. And they were told, or in the statement that was given by the court from North Korea, that they were bums who viciously slandered the reality of the state of North Korea. The other ones, the criminals, the four South Koreans, have been told that they had no right to appeal, and the execution will be carried out at any moment and at any place.
Wow.
Chilling
what
stuff.
What a threat to have hanging over your life. So South Korea now has to try and protect them.
Yes, and they said
they
are
can.
Going to do that. Yeah.
My word. Scary stuff. And Japan, people going back to school.
Yes, it's a frightening thing, again, but a lot of kids went back to school last Friday, same here, and students and schools have been told to watch out for people who, you know, might be prone to suicide. Apparently, on this particular day, the numbers actually spike because kids are so stressed going back to school that they take their own lives. The statistics are unbelievable. About 20,000 people a year take their lives in Japan. I think, in fact, after South Korea, it must be the second or third highest country in the world. Yes. So it's extraordinary stuff that they actually had to launch a campaign for that.
Terrible. Very quickly, what is coming up next?
Sure. So parliamentary elections in Norway on the 11th of September. On Friday is Iguana Awareness Day.
Brilliant.
And then on the September the 7th, which is when, is that Wednesday, Thursday? I can't remember. But there's a 574-page biography of David Bowie with 180 interviews, which is going to be released on
That's
that
me
day.
Sorted for the weekend.
Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? Gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.